There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Christopher Cantwell visiting from ChristopherCantwell.com.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. Let's go straight to the phones. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. That's what Derek J. did here. Our username is lrn.fm. Derek J., what's on your mind?
Where are you calling from, Derek?
Some good news for everyone, and I'm calling from above the LRN studio. I wanted to let you know that something amazing happened yesterday. A boy about 5 years old was scheduled to have a circumcision, and it was canceled due to the efforts of peace activists who didn't want that to happen.
Is it in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, I'm familiar with the case.
Yeah. Okay, so you're familiar. Just to fill in the other listeners, in November of last year, in 2014, the Florida court ordered a circumcision of a perfectly healthy four-year-old boy. This is because his parents had an arrangement that they agreed to that he would be circumcised. However, after some research, his mother decided this was not in his best interest and decided to cancel it. The court ordered this to happen. It was scheduled to happen yesterday. There were protests outside of the doctor's office. And I think it was due to the public pressure of these peaceful activists simply standing there holding signs and making their voices known on social media that the doctor's office canceled this circumcision. No.
So it was the doctor's office that canceled? It wasn't the father?
Yes.
It was the father demanding it, though?
The father is demanding it. He's still demanding it. And so it's uncertain what's going to happen here on out. But I just think it's an amazing story that peace activists can affect real change. I mean, this affects this young boy's life forever.
Hopefully it affects it forever. If their court has ordered it and the facility decided not to do it because of the public backlash,
it's sure getting to be too late. So here's my thoughts on circumcision. There's no doubt that some people need an operation in order for the foreskin to sort of function properly. No doubt about it. But circumcision has been prescribed for as a medical procedure. More things circumcision is supposed to fix more things than any other procedure ever in the history of man. It's amazing when you sort of look historically about all the things this is supposed to prevent. Now it's sort of dirty parts and premature ejaculation. Nonsense, of course, but I think that essentially you should have people's permission to cut parts of their body unless it's necessary sort of as, for their life and comfort and things like that. If we're going to claim the kid doesn't have license to make all kinds of decisions like signing contracts, having sex, smoking cigarettes and doing those kind of things, then a parent shouldn't be able to make the decision that they just automatically get a circumcision because they think it's a good idea. Now, if the kid needs it as a medical operation, I'm fine with that. But I feel the same way about tattoos and ear piercings. I think little baby girls with pierced ears are just cute as they could possibly be. But I don't think that's a decision that a parent should be making for somebody. I think that that's a decision that somebody needs to make for themselves and that you should deliver them at the least to their 14th birthday with whole ears and then they can decide or something like that.
This is not a medical emergency.
No.
Boy's name is Chase. He's perfectly aware of his body. He's now 5 years old. He's going to notice a difference. Now, whether or not they use anesthetic, in many cases they don't during circumcisions of younger children.
Right, much younger children, yeah.
Right. In this case, they'll probably use an anesthetic.
Sure.
However, he is self-aware and knows about his body. He will notice a change.
I suspect he doesn't want a circumcision either. I haven't met too many five-year-olds that are looking forward to getting parts of their bodies cut. Now, I'm not going to claim I'm not going to claim that 5 years old, he should be the only one making that decision. And I think it's very problematic that the mother, agreed to this early on, ultimately I think that the decision lies with the parents with this, but I would encourage them strongly not to make that decision. So I do think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, this kid's going to remember that. Like, I had this done to me when I was extraordinarily young, but to try to do that to me today, that I'd have to remember it, oh my God.
Well, actually, I've met a guy who claims to have remembered his, but I think that humans are amazing creatures. Derek J., thanks for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael calling in from Rhode Island. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, boys? Cantwell, Mark, hope you're doing well. But I'm not going to ask how you're doing.
Good.
So I just wanted to touch on some of these chemtrail boys earlier tonight. I used to be on the conspiracy train, and I'm not going to say I ever bought into chemtrails, but I did used to think, like, hey, what are these lines in the sky? And I would always revert to, I don't remember seeing lines in the sky when I was a little kid, right? In hindsight, when I was a kid, I was kind of worried about getting weed and having people buy me beer underage rather than looking up at the sky. So that wasn't entirely in my priorities. But I did start to notice it a few years ago. And, yeah, this is through Alex Jones and all these conspiracy circles. But just like Mark mentioned earlier, it was brought to my attention that, like, if this is really the case, if these people are trying to poison, depopulate with aluminum and brainium or whatever it is, then aren't they poisoning themselves too? And that thought crossed my head, and I'm like, well, I just don't buy it anymore, you know?
Well, I suppose that if I was to take the other side, I suppose that if I was, the evil mastermind behind this and I wanted to depopulate the planet, I could tell the pilots that, in fact, this is to stop global warming. And it's it's in the gray area as far as legality goes. It's for people's best interest. So therefore, we have to have your compliance and make sure that you never tell. But I just don't believe at some point one of these pilots wouldn't read something on the Internet about chemtrails and say, oh my goodness, you must be right. I should at least leak a picture of one of these planes that sprays this stuff. And so far, we have no pictures of planes that spray this stuff.
No, we probably do, because it's on Before It's News, and it's on Above Top Secret, and it's...
There's a very interesting picture of the inside of a 747 that has these machines that look like washing machines in them, and they are just interesting as they could possibly be. Turns out that when you test... seven airplanes before they did computer models, but you'd need to have, weight in them to simulate passengers. Like, you would want, instead of testing a plane full of people that you have to pay to get up there, you would say, take all the water and push it over to one side of the plane and see how the plane reacts and that sort of thing. So they do have a very interesting picture, but it turns out it has a reasonable explanation.
Right. Just like gods or government, when it comes to anything, I require empirical evidence in order to believe it, right? I'm not taking the position that I am sympathetic to government, right? Like, I don't trust them no matter what, and I put nothing past them. I just kind of require evidence sometimes. And
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like three times now. Like the caller was saying earlier about, well, if we can't find the lack of these pictures is not does not disprove chemtrails.
Sure.
Well, I think that it does. I mean, if this has been going on for such a long period of time, and all of these pilots, co-pilots, who are the people who bring drinks to you on a plane?
Stewardesses.
All of these people involved, they're not leaking a single photo. And if they are aware, and I guess that's a whole other argument, but if they are aware that this is happening, they're poisoning their own children, families, and parents too, and friends too, then I would suspect that at least the picture would be leaked. And
It's evidence, but it doesn't prove it, because you can't disprove something that doesn't that at this point there's no proof exists, right? Like, I can't prove that there isn't an invisible, weightless bunny rabbit jumping up and down on top of my head. because it's, I can't prove that it's there. Like, it's just not possible.
Right.
And prove or disprove it.
But with the frequency with which these folks are reporting seeing these things, especially they, you know, when they live by Air Force bases and airports, and they're saying, they're crisscrossing the sky, it's happening all the time. I'm like, look, you know, there's a certain logical deduction that's going on here.
Well, sometimes you're just in the path of where airplanes go.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Sort of
I'm just going to take Ian's position on this, and I really don't do that often. I disagree with Ian more than I do. But I'm going to take his position, and, like, I'm just going to focus on things that I don't need to prove. I'm going to focus on things that are evident.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you've got to check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our fast way of saying it, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We also have Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Call us there. Maybe you'll sound a bit better. Or you can call us at 855-450-FREE. We're going to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's in downtown Austin on March the 28th and 29th. So you got a little time still to plan for it, about a month. But I encourage you to go and hang out with us because they're going to have great speakers. George Gilder, this is the guy who basically created Reaganomics. Also, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept. And I have been misassigning Symbala Nair's gender for on the air. I didn't really sort of research. I don't know why I decided that Symbala must be a male name, but apparently that's what I did. Symbala Nair will be flying in from India, and she is a pretty big deal. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, I can't wait to see Bob Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrim, who I also would like to see. It's going to be a great time, and I think the biggest deal, the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, where you will get to glimpse the future and even going beyond Bitcoin, and it'll all be in Austin, in Texas, March the 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets. If you use coupon code FTL, you get a $25 discount. That's off the $150 admission price. It's, of course, affordable, these kinds of events. That's a really cheap price. So $125, significantly more affordable. And $25 of that goes to feed homeless people through Sean's Outpost. It is TexasBitcoinConference.com. Please, use coupon code FTL. Let's go talk to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I was listening to you discuss the land ownership rights thing, and you glossed over a really important point.
Well, let me quick reset. So a gentleman called in the last hour. Basically what his statement was is that there are different ideas in the libertarian sphere, new thoughts suggesting in some cases that people can't own land at all, that land is just sort of this sort of property that cannot be owned, and whereas other people believe that, of course, land can be owned, and sort of the different theories that evolve there. So go ahead, Glenn.
Right, and this is, of course, a perennial topic, and I think it's interesting it manifests itself through the entertainment, you know, subculture from time to time. What's that?
I don't remember what the band's name is, but they do the signs everywhere. There's signs.
Well, where the guy jumps on the fence and he yells, and says, "Hey, what gives you the right
to put up a fence?"
I mean, yeah. Well, before that, there was share the land. Baby, I'll be there to take your hand. Baby, I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. That was like the 60s.
Oh, there you go.
Share the Land, a very famous song. What else? Oh, and then, of course, we've had Madonna telling us she's given up the illusion that we can possess while she's possessing millions, gazillions of dollars, but...
The illusion that she can possess. She possesses all kinds of things.
The illusion that we can possess. But, you know, it's been like a line.
It's a talk show, not a karaoke bar.
An actor, comedian Eddie Izzard made it, you know, very clear in one of his comedic routines called "Dress to Kill." Where he, you know, addressed the notion that the key to the whole land ownership thing is having a flag. So you need to have a flag with some really fancy designs and stuff, and you stick it in the ground, and then it's yours, you know. It doesn't matter if there's somebody, there are guys with, we were living here, just because you pull up in your ship and you stuck a flag in the ground doesn't make it yours. But he does a great routine on that.
Is that land ownership really comes down to having a colorful piece of fabric?
Yes, you have to have a stick and a flag. You stick it in the ground, and then it's yours.
Well, I've got to correct you there. It comes back to what I said. It's how long you can defend it. Because you know what? There's a lot of guys with flags, and then guys with flags and tanks come in and take your flags and take your land and take your everything.
Well, I guess I need to design a flag. I'll get started tonight.
Yeah, you need a flag, and a tank or two does help. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Very important concept.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn this, my son and I, we do we unschool. So we do little projects together. We're doing lesson plans as far as I'm concerned. He just thinks we're playing around. I think this is something that I'm going to do with my son Jack, is we're going to design a flag. We're going to look at the flags of the world. I particularly like Cornwall's. We're going to look at the flags of the world, and we're going to come up with something for our property that we like, and we'll see what we think about it. You got to have stars. That's the big thing with flags. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Just put a maple leaf on there.
Okay, bye. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Hunter, calling in from California. Listening online. Hunter, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
All's well.
Awesome. So I wanted to talk to you guys.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I'd love to have talked about it, but I know you're listening on the Internet, but the FCC doesn't approve of that sort of thing.
No. They're bored out. Man, the guy's like lightning fast. He's like a cobra.
He got it?
Oh, yeah, he got it. He got it with a single tap.
Well done, sir.
When I do the double tap and like drop 7 seconds out of the show. He's like, I got this. 3.5. Ba-boom. You know, and it's gone. Zip.
Nice.
Now, so for people that get dropped, this is how it goes, right? Like, that's the rule. You say one of the six words or so that you can't say on the air, we're going to drop you. But you can call in with your topic tomorrow. All you have to do is just call back, 855-450-FREE. And by the way,
I won't be here tomorrow, and he wanted to talk to me, so then he's going to have to wait until Wednesday. Or you can call it the Some Garbage Podcast on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m.
There you go. No problem at all. Just that's the way we do it around here. It's the little electric shock for stepping out of line. 855-450-3733. You know, we have been rolling on phone calls the whole evening. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. Well, I did tease this in the very early part of the show. It's from the Free Thought Project. In a letter to D.C. Mayor Muriel E. Bowser, two Republican congressmen, that's Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican from Utah, and Chairman of the House House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and Representative Mark Meadows, North Carolina Republican, Chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee that handles the D.C.'s budget, ominously warned not to move forward with the legalization in the District of Columbia, claiming that to do so would be a violation of federal law. And they're not stopping there. D.C. officials and federal lawmakers have sparred over whether Initiative 71, a ballot to measure to approved by 70% of voters in November, that basically legalizes 2 ounces of marijuana or higher. It's supposed to become law at 12 a.m. on 12 a.m. or on Thursday. If you decide to move forward tomorrow with the legalization of marijuana in the district, you will be doing so knowing and willful violation of the law, said the letter. They're threatening jail. 855-450-3733. You don't find the government bureaucrats head-to-head like this too often.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. BuzzBox Coffee. You can get a free pound of some of the best coffee you've ever tasted. Really awesome coffee. Take my word for it. I wouldn't steer you wrong. This is some of the best coffee you've ever had, and you can get it by simply going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get a free pound. It's 100% organic, shade-grown, and this is the top 1% of Arabica beans, which, of course, the best beans. Now, it is a subscription program.
All the other coffees are like, we are the 99%.
They are. Don't step down to the 99% when it comes to coffees. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel it anytime. You have to pay for the shipping on the pound, but we're going to give it to you. We know you want to try this, so we're going to make it easy. Now, if you continue on the subscription program, you will help us help others. As a matter of fact, I will be giving out a couple more loans to people through Kiva.org. These are people around the world who for whatever reason, are asking for money to sort of be able to do businesses. It usually has to do with businesses. That's what they're looking to do. And I try to support them in those endeavors because I believe people need a hand up, not a handout. I don't believe in those. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. Let's go to Dave, I believe, calling in from Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, Viva Cannabis, long live Free Talk Live, man.
What's going on, Dave?
Greetings from high on top of the Purple Mountain Majesties, man, in the lovely winter we have in
here. Yeah.
All the bad weather went over by you guys. You ripped us off for all our cold weather and snow, man.
I'd be happy to give it back.
Hey, I called about the DHS. They're getting what, like defunded or something like that?
What? You have to tell me
there's
more.
There's a standoff going on in the Congress that if they don't come to some sort of agreement that the Department of Homeland Security will not be funded. Now, I don't for one
thank
second.
Thank God Kent Will's here.
Yeah, I don't for one second think that that's going to happen, so I just looked at it as political theater, and I have not looked into the story.
Well, the only thing I could see coming out of that is something bigger and badder and more of a monster than the DHS. That's all, because you got like 250,000 people employed by them already. That thing is like big wheels turning already.
Well,
it ain't going to stop.
You know? I understand something. I believe that 250,000 number, I don't know if that's for the DHS central thing, right?
No.
If DHS encompasses a number of different agencies, and those agencies, I believe, will still be funded.
They existed already. Many of those agencies were just sort of put under the umbrella of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. DHS is supposed to be some central planning thing to get, you know, the CIA and the NSA on the same page or
that
something
works.
Like that. And it doesn't seem to be panning out so well. But in any case, yeah, that's the big threat that, you know, well, we're not going to have this particular central planning agency, and then because this agency that wasn't here before 9/11 is going to be unfunded, then there's going to be a 9/11, so
chaos.
F you pay me.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say. 250,000 people unemployed, they're like a big power block, man. They'd make something happen to show that they're needed, you know?
Again, it's not 250,000 people who would be, like, laid off if the Department of Homeland Security went down. The NSA is still going to run. The CIA is still going to run. These agencies are still going to be there.
It's not even going to be 1% of that.
There's a handful of people who work for Department of Homeland Security proper, and I don't know what that number is, but it's not in the six figures. It's a much smaller number. But, of course, yeah, there's a bunch of bureaucrats are going to get laid off, and they're going to go raise heck with the media and say, oh, without me, you'd all be dead, so give me money.
Or make one big giant one that's, you know, like compared to the SS or something like that, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what the DHS was supposed to be.
They'll join, you know, with Interpol. You hear about the UN is freaking out about all the states legalizing cannabis.
Really?
For medical
the purposes. UN is?
Yeah, they're freaking out.
I'm
heavy.
I'm surprised at that. I wouldn't have thought they would have made a big deal about it.
They're demanding that Obama do something about it. They don't like it at all, man. They're freaking out.
Why do you think
out.
That is, Dave?
They like the monopoly of it. They know if people could grow the most useful plant on the planet, that people would be able to feed themselves, clothe themselves, house themselves, make fuel, have medicine, and stay off of these psychotropic drugs that make you go around shooting people and stuff, because every shooter was on them happy pills. That's a known fact.
Doesn't seem very happy, do they?
But anyway, yeah, they're up in arms all about it. It's a big scam. Look what's right now, medical marijuana in legal states, it's more expensive than street weed. You could get just as good street weed for what you got to pay for in them clinics, man.
It's true. It seems like very odd.
Something is wrong.
Marijuana hasn't, this thing that you can grow pretty much anywhere hasn't come down in price.
Something is very, very wrong, man, about that. It shows that the greedy son of a guns are still in charge, and they just walked over the line and took over, man.
Right. If you look at what a tomato costs in the store, I don't know what the price of tomatoes
right.
is.
Right, and tomatoes are harder to grow than
they're harder
cannabis.
To grow than weed. I mean, that is the God's honest truth. You can get the best weed seeds, toss them in the ground, you know, some water
how
ought
come,
to help.
How come tomatoes ain't $400, right?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to assume the market will correct over time, but I don't get it. Why in Washington and Colorado do these are things the way they are? I guess that's why they have the edibles, like the sodas and the cookies and things like that.
And it puts out the reach. Like, you figure it takes 1 pound of good buds to make 2.5 ounces of oil of cannabis.
Okay.
The very medicine that you need. And 2.5 ounces is maybe a 3 month prescription kind of.
Okay.
So a 1 pound of good buds is like, $3,000. You know, that's still out of the reach of the common man. That a pound of a weed for $3,000, that's absurd. You know, that it should be that they could be able, you can't even grow a pound to make your medicine because you'd be over your 2 ounce limit or whatever they put on it, some stupid limit, that you can't even grow enough to make your medicine.
Yeah, I mean, you should be able to grow these plants as big as you want in your backyard and, get whatever it is you want to do with them, whether it's for medicine or for food or for whatever you want to do.
I see.
Well, once they're going to tax it, then they're going to obviously want to manipulate the market in order to keep the price up high, right? I mean, what is it, Washington, you're putting a 25% tax on a product 3 times, and you're going to do everything in your power to regulate that market as much as humanly possible to make sure that 25% on 3 different transactions is going to net you the most amount of cash.
Yep.
Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It seems to me that we're living in a time where just like marijuana, this is it. This is the time for marijuana to be legalized. It was silly to have made it illegal less than 100 years ago, I believe, is the time frame, but about that, longer than most people are alive, at least that would remember it. But it seems like, the momentum's there. More than 50 states in the union have it as medical. 2 states have legalized
more than 50 states in the union?
More than 50% of the states in the union. Thank you so much for if I rushed past that statistic. But now 2 of them have just made it legal. Texas is, Colorado. Colorado?
Colorado and Washington already did it. I think Alaska did it yesterday.
Yep. Washington, D.C. is supposed to do it tonight if assuming they don't get thrown in jail here, according to this article from the Free Thought Project. An interview with the Washington Post, Representative Chevitz went further, saying that if Bowser, that's the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the city officials are under any illusion that this would be legal, they are wrong. And there are very severe consequences for violating this provision. You can go to prison for this. We're not playing a little game here. The Washington politicians are not fooling around, though. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Mark with you.
Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-3733 or on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. We also give away our archives going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com for free. Other talk show hosts, they charge you for it. We don't do it. archives.freetalklive.com. You know, that's we just want you to get the audio that you want to get, and we make it easy for you. Going on with this article from the freethoughtproject.com about, well, U.S. representatives who are threatening the mayor and city officials of Washington, D.C. that are supposed to legalize marijuana tonight at 12.01 a.m. tomorrow morning. Marijuana is supposed to be legal in Washington, D.C.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to smoke it outside, which, of course, they will. And So, but the representatives...
It's not fair. Wasn't the mayor of D.C. smoking crack? I mean, it just seems reasonable to suggest that these people might smoke a little marijuana outside if they've waited all this time to legalize it.
I think that there should be a grace period for the party. You know, one day outside.
Seems reasonable.
Anyway, it goes on. The letter goes on to state that if the city moves forward with legalization, Congress could potentially charge D.C. city officials with violating the Anti-Deficiency Act. The Anti-Deficiency Act says that the district can't spend any funds not appropriated by them. In addition, the letter requests an accounting of all monies spent on enacting the legalization measure. It states that the city provide names of any city employees that assist in any action relating to the enactment of Initiative 71.
How much money did you spend on not enforcing your ridiculous drug laws?
Right, that's kind of really sort of interesting, is if you just basically say, we are, here's a memo. And that memo is that, you know, sent out by email. What's that cost? I've got a salary, but you really can't say, since I give all of my time that I could have time off, you can't say that I did it on the clock or off the clock, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sending out an email to all law enforcement officers in the city of Washington, D.C. You need to deprioritize the arrest of marijuana to the lowest possible priority level.
Which is zero.
Zero. And there you go. What costs are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's... I can't wait to see how this pans out.
The overreach of the federal government is stunning and provides an unobstructed view of your average American to the average American of what federal tyranny looks like. The ballot initiative got 70% of the vote, but congressmen from Utah and North Carolina are attempting to usurp the will of the D.C. residents that carried the initiative to an overwhelming success. While addressing questions about the law Tuesday morning, Mayor Bowser said the district would enact the law, and she and Representative Meadows had spoken about the law. I don't know what the Congress will do, but I do know that my job is at this point, and that's to make sure that we have clear rules and guidelines for the people of the District of Columbia and agencies of our government, Mayor Bowser said Tuesday, according to the Washington Times. With the passage of Initiative 71, it will be legal for people 21 and older to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana. That's not a small amount of weed, by the way. If you're making oil.
More than you're probably going to smoke in the course of an evening.
Yeah. You're smoking like a broke microwave if you can smoke more than 2 ounces of wheat. You've just made a campfire and you're sitting next to it. let's see. For recreational use, transfer up to an ounce to others and grow up to 6 plants inside of a dwelling. Thus far, regulation of the sale has failed to manifest as Congress continues to fight to keep it illicit in the district. So Congress is basically stopping you from being able to sell it, but they can't stop you from growing it. They can't stop you from having it. Here's a surprise, folks. Their laws haven't stopped it for decades.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be panning out so well, this whole war on drugs things, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you get off that train and try to do something reasonable. Yeah, it seems funny to me that they're going to say, well, we need a full accounting of all the money that you're not spending on this thing so we can bill you for it later on.
The reality is that the winds of change are blowing strong, and someone visiting D.C. and on the buck of the U.S. taxpayer should have no ability to override the free will exercised by the denizens of the District of Columbia. The war on drugs is an absolute failure, and legalization of marijuana is taking place all over the country on a state level. The federal legalization was introduced in the House recently to legalize marijuana on the federal level. If the federal government believes that it can stop the movement that is underway, they're sadly mistaken. Just as prohibition of alcohol was doomed to fail, so is the prohibition of marijuana. The will of 70% of the voters can easily be disregarded. Perhaps we should, if it can be so easily disregarded, perhaps we should question whether the voting means anything at all. Like, why should those people be in Washington, D.C.? Right?
Isn't that 70% of us want to do this thing while a bunch of people are claiming that they're running a democracy and they're like, hey, F you.
These representatives, these Republican representatives, and I'm by no means a Democrat, but I think we should point out, we should lay blame where blame belongs. These two Republicans from Utah and North Carolina were likely elected with a smaller than, by a smaller margin than 70%. I'm just going by, looking at
chances trends. Are, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it, just by my experience and looking at these things. So who do they think they are going in there and telling this group of people that elected it by a 70% margin that they can't do it?
Sorry to tell you, Mr. Representative, you're less popular than an illegal plant.
Yeah. I think that there was some poll that the United States Congress was less popular than roaches. People filled out a poll, and more of them were fond of roaches.
Yeah, vegans refuse to kill roaches.
Think we could get the vegans on board with killing the politicians? I don't know. I don't think that's the solution, but there's always going to be somebody who's willing to seize power from somebody else. And here they're doing it under the color of law, right? They're saying, like, you haven't followed the exact rules. Now, the Washington, D.C.'s city government says that the federal government hasn't followed the exact rules either. So it gets very confusing on this as far as things go.
Yeah, I'll say they haven't followed the exact rules. I mean, you folks needed a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol, and then you needed a constitutional amendment to legalize it. So it wouldn't seem to me that you guys had any authority to just get together in Congress and go ban a whole bunch of stuff and then give authority to the DEA to ban stuff without a law even being passed. Just delegating authority left and right. And it's
When you say that, what you mean is there's these synthetic drugs out there that the DEA will just sort of change the rules and designate certain chemical substances as illegal without it going through the legal channels, right?
Right, exactly. So basically the DEA has some regulatory power to turn a possession of a substance into a felony with the stroke of a pen, these people. And they'll just say, hey, it's illegal today, and if you have it, I don't know if there's any time limit on it, but it could be as soon as 15 minutes from now, perhaps, that they say, hey, all those nootropics that you have, all those white powders that you have in those bags that you're putting into those capsules in your apartment there, they're illegal now, and you better go flush them down the toilet before we come raid your house.
What are these nootropics that you're taking? I mean, I've heard you talk about them a little bit.
I am presently on aniracetam, Nupept, Alcar, and it's not a nootropic, but a stimulant called Hordenine. So I basically have found...
Oh, yeah, what you need is a stimulant.
Oh, yeah. They are smart drugs. The idea is being at least the nootropics are
smarter?
Things that help cognitive function. I feel more clear-headed. I feel more in control of my thoughts. I do believe it's helping with my verbal fluidity and whatnot.
Oh. Well, there you go.
But there's a thing, Cambridge Brain Sciences, where they have these, like, brain, teaser tests that you go and how many numbers can you remember? And I don't see a significant improvement in my scores. From when I'm not on them to when I am on them. It's like I'm on or I'm off.
If you feel like you have something better going on, I'd continue. If we're talking about a placebo that makes you feel better, I recommend the placebo that makes you feel better.
Certainly.
Over time, that might be a good thing. Anyway, apparently these two representatives, two U.S. representatives, believe that the legislative branch of the government has its own cops because they're telling the executive branch of the D.C. Body that they can't follow the will of the people. So,
come and get me.
Weird stuff. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.